This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey, Carm here. How are you? Again this year, 2024, we spent some time up in Cleveland at the Cleveland Clinic and hung out with Leanne Best and Laura Frank for the Czech presentation for Breaks for Breast. Again, another record-breaking year, up to $1.8 million. And while we're here, got to stop by and see Bill Hill and Leanne Best at Mighty Auto Pro. Let's go.
Registration is now open for Apex 2024, November 5th through the 7th. You know, Apex will build upon the incredible success of Joe's Garage, a 10-bay working environment, from hands-on to the best training. If you earn your living in the auto service aftermarket, Apex is for you. Visit AAPEXshow.com. Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus 6 days a week support? It all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Also, thanks to AftermarketManagementNetwork.com for information that can help you move your business ahead and for the free and informative LaborRateTracker.com.
And you know how much I love cool waiting rooms? Well, before we turned on the camera, I made coffee because you know I never can go anywhere without coffee, right? I have never seen such an incredible mix in a service center of different blends and brands of coffee. Good coffee's on top, really super flavored in the middle, and I think teas and decaf on the bottom. And I already made a dark roast. I think you all, maybe you don't know, I love dark roast. But again, a beautiful waiting room, very friendly. I love the fact that there's a listing of the channels for the TV. I mean, think that through. You're just literally not stuck watching whatever channel is on. You can pick yourself, and here's the clicker. So where is the chest? Where is the chest? Oh, that's right, all the thank you notes. It is such a warm, it's small. But what you can do with such a small space and make it so friendly, there was music playing before we got here, but we turned it off so that we can do the sound. Complimentary soft drinks and water, the latest news. This is one of Bill's books that he and Ron Ipek wrote together on outstanding customer service. Bill won't be with us today. He's doing something, but he's still here with us. And oh, this is the big feature. When people find out, this is a great story. People come here to this shop to book appointments. And if they come and book an appointment and their kids find out that they booked it without them because they didn't have a chance to go into the treasure chest, here's the treasure chest. Look at the cool stuff that the kids can pick from. So the treasure chest is a really cool feature here inside Mighty Auto Pro in Medina. A lot of great stuff going on here. And of course, we mentioned that, of course, we were going to stop by. And Skylar, the service advisor, she is tough. She puts up our name. And these are all the people that they're going to do service work with them today. And the candy dish, always a nice little saying. It's an incredibly warm and friendly facility. And Bill and Leanne have really grown this business to be all about trust and confidence with all their customers. They just love coming here. And they're a busy, busy place. So we've got more to cover. While we're here, Bill came on the show at Town Hall Academy and did an episode with us, a town hall on huddles, on meetings. And I'm thinking on the way here, Tracy and I are driving in, and I said, wow, let's go talk to the technicians and talk about how much they like their morning meeting. Hey, we're with Skylar here at Mighty Auto Pro. We're going to talk about huddles, and we're going to talk to the technicians in the back about the morning huddle. But we also have morning huddles amongst the service team.
We do. So our morning huddles are consisting of myself, the customer service representative, and our two service advisors. So when we do our morning huddles, we talk about what we can bring in that day, so we're all on the same page. Broken cars, we bring them in, no question. As for maintenance items, how many maintenance items can we bring in that day? Oil changes, stuff like that. As well as how many loaner vehicles do we have to give out that day? This way, again, when we're on the phone with a customer, everything is just a 1-2. It's very easy and simple, and nobody's waiting on hold for us to figure that out when we've done it in the morning.
So you're basically trying to all be on the same page.
Exactly.
Yeah, no one oversells anything so that we know we can handle it.
Exactly. Makes everything run smoothly.
Are you talking about any kind of workflow that you may have? Any the bigger jobs come in early? Who handles that?
So we always try to get everybody in early in the morning. This way we can run any inspections, any parts that have to be ordered, so we can get the vehicles in and get them out as quickly as possible, because right. People's lives don't stop because their car's here.
That's right, they don't. I'm sure you enjoy the morning huddle, but do you enjoy the communications that exist? I mean, it's in a very big way.
I do. It helps everything run smoothly from, you know, day in, day out. Even the little nitty-gritty things, if we're supposed to be expecting something that day, we can kind of talk about it in the morning so nobody's surprised by anything. Like you said, it just makes everything flow smoothly.
And life goes on, and there are bumps in the road.
Oh, absolutely.
And so the fact that you all get on what you would classify as the same page, not that it's going to look like the same page all day long, but you start right. out on the same page.
Correct.
And you just modify during the day.
Absolutely.
Ever do an after lunch or before quitting time huddle?
If it's needed, absolutely.
Okay. If you need it.
Yes.
Cool.
So if everything's running smoothly and we don't need it, then we just proceed as planned.
Cool. What time does the huddle start and end?
So the huddles typically start around 7:45. We do open our shop at 8 o'clock. This way it gives us about 5 minutes, give or take, to have our morning huddle.
Got it.
The technicians and the service advisors then move on and have their very own morning huddle.
Okay, so the service advisors and you, morning huddle,
mm-hmm.
then back with the service advisors and the technicians.
Correct.
Got it. Cool.
APEC 2024 is just down the road, November 5th through the 7th, and you need to gear up to attend. Find everything you need to know at aapexshow.com. And as APEC unites the global automotive aftermarket, they offer to the auto repair segment an opportunity to speak to the best tech companies, from tools and repair to management software, with their latest and greatest on display and demonstrated for you. Many shop owners come to hang out at Joe's Garage and take in the 10 working bays, see technology displays, and embrace the training courses. APEC 2024 training has some of the best subjects you've ever seen at an event like this. It offers advanced technical and business management training for professionals who want to maintain excellence and take their business to a higher ground. Joe's Garage is the APEC destination that pulls your APEC experience together with real, live working conditions. Registration is now open. Reserve your spot. Go to aapexshow.com. Be there November 5th through the 7th, 2024, and I'll see you there. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on-site. Yep, on-site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Hey, ever wonder how your labor rate compares to your market and state? You now have a site where you can confidentially upload your rate and see other labor rates published in your market. LaborRateTracker.com is an important site to know about. Currently, the database has over 1,000 shops participating and growing every day. But there's more to setting your rates than finding out what others charge. You should look at the labor rates in your state and town to gain a complete picture of the labor rate landscape. Hey, it's easy. Get market intelligence like never before at LaborRateTracker.com.
This is the NORAD Center at Mighty Auto Pro. I love this, guys. This is the coolest. You got your own air, heat. This is the nerve center.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
The morning huddle. How important is it?
It's very important. The biggest thing is to know that everybody's on the same page, what cars we can bring in, what we have here, knowing that if the car's broken, we'll get it in. But oil changes, we have to make sure we plan for the necessary cars that aren't officially broken.
Thank you. Josh, do you minimize surprises during the day by having a morning huddle?
Oh, absolutely. You know, morning huddles help with parts. You know, one of the parts is going to be here. This car, 1 o'clock, we're going to get the parts. This car, 2 o'clock, we're going to get the parts. So if we have a surprise emergency breakdown, customer comes in, we know this guy is going to be available because his parts aren't here yet. So we can pull him to check out that car.
So you guys work hand in hand with Skyler, who's doing customer service, with your technicians in the shop. How often are you interacting during the day after the huddle?
All day long.
They know to come in here, open the door, talk to you guys. Are you using software, communication tools?
I think it's good for Michael, for him and I to get out and stretch our legs. So I'll communicate with them.
Yeah, let me out. Yes. As much as this is a beautiful nerve center, I'm sure it could get a little claustrophobic.
Correct. So it's nice to get out.
Claustrophobic?
Go interact with each guy as much as we need to.
Good. Well, it's the importance of the huddle. What time in the morning?
I try to do it between 7:45 and 8.
7:45 and 8.
Yeah, by 8 o'clock when we technically open, they're turning wrenches.
So you're meeting with Skylar first. You take whatever she is feeling, sensing, knowing about the day, and then you're bringing that and you huddle with the technicians. Am I right?
Yes, yeah.
They don't do their own huddle. You guys are basically the lead?
Yes, we give them their time sheets from the day before, go over what they closed yesterday, what they billed, and then we'll start going through what cars are still here, what's coming in.
Got it. Michael, is the agenda always the same? Do you pick something new and different? Is it only 5 minutes of just all business?
Not always. We talk about business, but then we also will come in, talk about something that happened the night before. Just a little bit personal, just to get everybody talking together about anything and everything.
How was that birthday cake last night? What was your bowling score?
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
Sometimes, yes.
I love it. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate this update. We are now in the shop, and we interrupted a digital vehicle inspection. Am I right? This is David. And we're here to talk about the morning huddle. What time of the morning is it done? If you're late, it goes on without you, right?
Yeah, it starts about a quarter till 10 till. Give us 5-10 minutes to go over everything before the day officially starts at 8. So Bill X is out here about a quarter till.
Okay.
We all come in, get ready, and just go over where everybody's at with all their projects for the day so we can all be on the same page if somebody needs help, or so the advisors know how to schedule things properly and make sure they're not overloading somebody who's got a big job they're in the middle of.
So maybe there's a leftover from the day before, or we have certain commitments of the day that we have to get out at a certain time.
Yeah.
What else do you talk about at these meetings besides the workflow or the process of the day?
That's mostly it. That's like the whole main point.
The whole main point?
Just kind of see where we're at.
You grab ass a little bit on personal.
Yeah, just kind of see everybody's, especially like Monday, see everybody's weekend was.
All right.
If Bill has anything to add, if he saw something the day before, he needs to make sure we're aware of, like any kind of issues or whatever. He's like, hey, somebody forgot a floor mat or an oil sticker or something. Keeps us all up to date on that, make sure we're all on the same track.
If there's a new training seminar that someone discovered or that's coming up in the next month, is it introduced at the morning meetings?
Occasionally, yeah. Sky's in charge of most of the training, so she'll come out at like lunchtime and give us like a training rundown once in a while. If anybody hears of anything, if we had a training the night before, then at the meeting we'll tell everybody who didn't get a chance to make it what it was about, and if we learn anything important or what they needed to learn from it if they couldn't make it.
How many training hours this year do you have?
Almost 100.
Almost 100. Now let me explain to you how this works. I think I got to write a white paper on this. So here's the deal. If by the end of the year he does 100, 50% of that or 50 hours times his rate, that's his Christmas bonus. Isn't that a cool thing?
I had 80 last year. I'm trying to get 100 this year. And I'm just waiting on the in-person hours because those are the harder ones to get. But all my online's done. I already got like 50 hours online training done.
Good for you.
It's been a busy couple of months.
I bet you it has. Who wants to train in the summer?
That was my thought. I'm like, as soon as January 1st hit, I'm going to
get it over
the computer after I put the son to bed and do online training all night long.
What's the last class you took?
Well, half of us went up to an O'Reilly's class in Twinsburg on like turbochargers and modern intakes.
Wow.
That's pretty good. The one before that was a BBB turbocharger class, too, so two turbo back-to-back classes.
Any lunch and learns that you take?
Not yet. I haven't done any of those.
Okay.
We're usually around here.
Okay, you're usually hanging out here. Are you the go-to guy as far as being the technology specialist in town, in this business?
Me and Brian are crossed over there, the two of
you
us.
You and Brian?
Are kind of the two in the shop that do most of the diagnostic work.
Got it.
The technology stuff.
You just love to jump in that stuff?
Yeah, I like doing all of it. That's why I do it for a living.
Good for you.
I like turning wrenches. I like figuring out problems and learning new things.
Good for you. Thanks, Dave.
No problem. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. We're on the other side of the shop. Big, beautiful shop. I love this shop here in Medina at Mighty Auto Pro. This is Brian, opposite from where we were with David.
Dave, yes.
So how many hours of training so far this year?
Not as many as Dave.
Not as many as Dave. Also,
I do between 4 and 8 a month. I need to do better about the online, but now I just do the in-person stuff.
That's still...
It's long days here.
That's still a good number. Is the morning huddle bring any value to how you plan your day?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it really does. It's a good way to start the day. We got some uniformity, and it's a good chance, you know, we're a team here. I know a lot of shops flat rate Matt, but we all play off of each other.
So you're kind of in the know. You got a feel of how you expect the day to go.
Right.
But...
And then also when there's things, if there's a problem, it's a chance where we're all together and can talk and bounce things off of each other.
Because you all are on the same page for where you think you're going. There's a jog in the tracks,
mm-hmm.
and you all adapt or modify, fix or change because you were on the same page early in the day.
Exactly. We know what's going on in the shop. Even if it doesn't directly affect us, we all know what's going on.
We all know what's going on.
It just kind of helps oil the wheels.
You worked for other shops before you came here?
I have, yeah.
And is this the first shop that the discipline of having meetings?
Yes. This is also the most professional shop I'll say I worked at. I was a fleet shop before this, so we didn't have the same concerns. But yeah, this is definitely a well-run. And
so Brian, when you came here, and they say, we have these morning meetings, you need to be here by 7:45, what did you say?
Okay.
There's a lot of people that wouldn't say that.
Yeah, we're on the clock for it, so.
You're on the clock for it.
Everyone's punched in, so.
And that's a key right there, is you're on the clock. Bill and Leanne are paying for training. They're paying for you to go to the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're asking you to do anything extra. They're willing to pay for all that you give. Hey, man, ASE certified, master.
Yes, sir.
Nice, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Okay, so here we are. As I told you, I love this shop. We're back here 1 year later, and from the Breaks for Breast presentation, if you're not participating in that, please breaksforbreast.com. But listen, we're talking about meetings and huddles, and if we haven't convinced you the value and the importance of them in the industry, then hopefully we've talked to the customer service rep, the service advisors, and two technicians that talk about the value of having meetings. And in here at Mighty Auto Pro, they call them huddles. You should start having huddles if you don't.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.